Math and music. What's the connection? Page 66.
8 middle school students recently won a math competition in Los Angeles, California. The winners share a skill with California's most successful engineers. Can you guess what it is? According to a 1989 study, the best engineers in the Silicon Valley play musical instruments. This is true for the math students, too. Is this a coincidence? Some scientists don't think so. They think there are good reasons. Think about the similarities between math and music. First, they both use sequences and patterns. In this sequence of numbers, 5, 8, 11, 14, 17. Do you see the pattern? In other words, can you guess what number goes next? Now, think of some music you like to listen to. Every piece of music is a sequence of musical notes. When you listen to the music, do you hear any parts repeat? The repeating parts form a pattern in the sequence of notes. What's special about the organization of music? It's mathematical. Every piece of music is divided into small equal parts called measures. Each measure has a certain number of beats. A beat can be a whole beat or a part of a beat, such as one half of a beat, one quarter of a beat, or one eighth of a beat. The parts of a beat are like mathematical fractions. Scientists studied the similarities between math and music. They learned that both musicians and mathematicians think about patterns and sequences at the same time. This gave the scientists an idea. Maybe studying music can help people understand math. They did research to learn more. One researcher looked at 7-year-old children. The children took piano lessons and also studied fractions. Surprisingly, they understood the fractions. This was unusual. School children in the United States normally can't understand fractions until they are 11 years old. Maybe the piano lessons help the children think like mathematicians. The U.S. Department of Education did another study. More than 25,000 middle school and high school students took a math test. Half of the students played a musical instrument, and half did not. The musicians did much better on the test. Other researchers looked at the SAT scores of high school juniors and seniors. Some students studied music, and others did not. Again, the study showed that the students who studied music scored almost 45 points higher on the math section of the test. Scientists continue to study the connections between math and music. They certainly don't have all the answers, but they do have a suggestion. To improve your work in math, try studying music.